in the name of Triune God, Son and Holy Ghost, dear Heavenly Father, we have bring before you request of intercession, believing young, asking our prayers that he get out of depression and bitter mind, that Heavenly Father will protect him, believing. Sisters are requesting prayers on their behalf. When their mother, old mother, is sick in the hospital or in sick bed, temporal understanding it's getting lower and less. Many sicknesses is making her weaker. Sisters are asking that you, dear Heavenly Father, protect mother in believing and call to you, to your heavenly home when her days are coming to end. They also ask that you, dear Heavenly Father, give power and strength to all to them all who are working with sick ones and older ones. And you give understanding and for every one of us that we are able to meet elderly people and understand their needs. Dear Heavenly Father, you have promised to take care of all of us. You have promised to bring your children to home into heaven. You know the sicknesses, and Father, a support of the widows. We leave this intercession or prayer of intercession to you in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, I read God's holy word from the Bible portion is written in the book of Moses, fourth book of Moses, and the Lord spoke, so sixth verse, to saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon us, upon you, and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us, you, and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. We heard very familiar God's blessing. If you this summer confirmation camp was had confirmation camp this summer, if you listened that, you probably recognized something difference where you have had there in confirmation camps, where you were giving the answer, or when we have heard this blessing after the services. In when baptizing the child, in funerals, I read this just in that mind from the oldest translation of the Bible, this more familiar prayer is the target that it's this text targeted to you, not to us. There are also a couple of different verbs, but probably if God let it happen, so we come back during the sermon. God's blessing, we bless. It's told in the Bible a lot already. In the creation story, God blessed the created world, blessed first couple, human couple, life, and so on. We remember also from the Bible some places where there is spoken about the blessing or is requested for blessing. It come to my mind at the beginning of Genesis or Moses, first book of Moses, when Isaac's sons, they desired to come to become blessed with blessing. Older brother, he rejected that firstborn right to be firstborn. He sold that right to his brother, and brother Jacob, we remember helped by Isaac, blessed this blessing to Jacob, then started the conflict between brothers that took them at different places, so that they were not able to meet them anymore. I don't know if it's my own thought. I am thinking that did they understand the meaning of the blessing? Then Jacob is walking having the discussion in the river, along the river, with angel or a messenger. He's wrestling with the angel. Is spoken about the wrestle of Jacob, as you remember. Jacob there, he got offended, physically offended, and man angel say that let me go, because Jacob said, I don't want to release you if you don't bless me. I thought about that here to Jacob is open the meaning of the blessing. He's asking the blessing from the angel. This happening, it is so remarkable happening for Jacob, that he named this place where they had this wrestle, Penuel, and say, I have seen God face to face, and still I am alive. Why Jacob is saying that still I am alive? We, as man, we are not able to look at God, face of God. Was it so that Moses, he was able to look at God's faces, but he needed to turn his head away from the shine of God. Our weak faith is not able to do that, and not. But here it is meant that how Jacob knew during the wrestling, after the wrestling, the conflicts with the brother was there behind, and Jacob is asking the blessing from the angel. He want to get freed, released of this matter and this situation. And in that situation, where this angel is blessing Jacob, Jacob recognize and know that he is living as like in the middle of the heaven. He feel that his sins are forgiven, and with the eyes of faith, he is able to see the face of God. This kind of experiences we may have also, and surely you, dear traveler friend, listener, you probably have this kind of experiences. If you have had sorrow, you have had, probably you have fell in sin, and you feel your sin corruption, whatever that matter has been, and you receive, and you are able to believe to your own heart the gospel, and listen the blessing, the voice of the gospel in you have experienced, like Jacob, that you are in the middle of believers, middle of heaven, and in this way, through eyes of faith, you are able to look at God's faces. Another example of blessing in Bible, it's coming to my mind when Jesus is blessed children. Jesus took to his lap's child, and even disciples were saying that please do not do that, but he told to disciples of he kept that child in his laps and put a hand above them and blessed them. Jesus had time to bless all children in his laps who were there in his bosom. During this time, we want to bless children in during the baptism with God's blessing, but and don't we want to bless also children with the familiar gospel, what we have got to listen ourselves always when we have needed to listen the gospel. We desire to bless our children in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, and confirm that your sins are forgiven, your conflicts and the might of sorrow, they are also under this blessing, and that little child is listening and believing. And sure, you have experiences that the children has blessed you, parents. We sometimes may understand blessing only as a temporal blessing, but of course it is also that, but and all men are under this blessing in the world. God has can bless us to man also temporal blessing, doing well in our lives, can bless good home, property, good work, spouse, family, can bless to all the nations good times, to society, order, and peace times. In many ways, God can bless mankind and nations. And therefore, God's blessing, it's great matter of thanksgiving for us. As Paul to Ephesians is writing to Ephesians, that praise be blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Request from Heavenly Father to bless his disciples. And if we remember, may people can wish blessing when they with that they can live like some friend, that blessing, it can be like habit. But if God comes from heart, and in heart, it is that it is coming from God, it is very beautiful habit. But above all, the blessing, it is blessing from God about it, that he give us the spiritual blessing to our faith life. Of course, also this temporal blessing in our life, it supports also the faith life, and also so that God can bless through the battles and trials our mankind. I have one example personally. I was in operation in hospital. Great. It was such a big surgery that it was possible that when I was recovering there in hospital of this operation or surgery, one believing friend is calling me and wishing God's blessing for me when I was there in hospital in this surgery. It's warmed my heart. And we don't know in this matter that whatever is the issue or trial, temporal trial we have, what is God's meaning there, how in the middle of these trials, how he turned it good for us. In Job's life, has also referred to Job's life. Everything was taken from Job. Lord took and gave, may Lord's name be pleased. Of course, God tried Job greatly, and his sure he had also, but we remember from Job's life that everything was turned at the end, all those trials, they were good for him at the end, and he got to live. Believer, and he was blessed also temporarily. He got a lot of temporal riches before he passed his life to the glory of heaven. Jesus prayed on behalf of disciples in the farewell sermon that I pray that you take out from the world, but you protect them from evil, enemy of the soul. And this kind of request and prayer we have also, of course, it can happen sometimes that we have meaning that or idea that what we do here in this, because there are so much trials in my life, but God's will is that because he want us to use to make his will here and his duties in the working kingdom of God, we don't always understand it, but that we, that Jesus is, has his prayer on our behalf as he is praying on behalf of the disciples, that dear Heavenly Father, protect us from evil and enemy of the soul. And this portion of the Bible text, it started at the beginning that the Lord bless you and keep you. Here, the target of the blessing, as it is said in the old translation, that you should bless the people of Israel, believers, children of Israel, that you give the blessing that God protect on this world, protect as believers of all evil things, of those places, dangerous places we sure we face. We are work when we are working, we face matters. When we about habit of this world, the situations in everyday life. But we in those situations we can pray that Heavenly Father will protect us in those situations which are dangerous to our faith life. Then the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. When at the beginning of the sermon I tried to you this summer a confirmation camp student who I tried to explain you have learned this the Lord make his shine upon you and be gracious to you, that Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious. We remember already of Jacob's wrestling when Jacob told that he has seen God face to face. That also remember that we also may be in those situation when the grace gospel is warming us and touch us. We can experience that we have seen God face to face. God's face are looking at us always, everywhere. Psalm writer is writing in Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ask into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. In this way, God see us wherever we are. Such people who is a man who is under the law, it can be feel bad, but isn't it safe? God's holy word that when we God know our all what we are doing. Bible tells that even the piece of hair is not falling down even without God knowing that we are in God's protection. We ask in the beginning of the services that God will speak through servants when he knows our needs and our request at that moment. When we come to services, when we have weaknesses, lackings, we may have issues that we can say they are like we have a weak part in where we fall, such kind of sin. We can say we say bad way, we offend each others. These are known by God. You can be with a secured mind. God knows your weaknesses and is prepared to, is ready to confirm you, and grace teach us also. Through grace we can teach and learn. Grace in the middle of weaknesses to endeavor and go forward and to ask from God and give up of those weaknesses. This way God gives helps all moments in our lives, and actually God's blessing has started from very beginning. This psalm continues in beautiful way. For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am virtually and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts on me, O God. Gracious in God comes, we can see that God has been long-suffering, and it is gracious. God hates sin, but love sinful man. Sin, forgiveness of sins, it is perfect. We may believe it in like when we are preached and we are confirmed on the kingdom of God that all sins are forgiven. In you can believe that all sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And we have been taught also that those issues that are bothering us and make the obstacles in our faith lie, we can also talk about those issues to brother and sister, that you can they bless also. We have escort to talk to escort. God is gracious, and of grace he has given us the gift of faith. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the new translation, Jesus, it is said, turn his countenance upon you, to turn countenance. To my mind come from Bible, when Peter has denied Jesus there in the morning, we remembered Peter had denied Jesus, even has secured that he go there where Jesus is going. Peter has denied. When they gaze when they see it was merciful that when Jesus looked at Peter afterwards, it was merciful. Also come to my mind when the disciple son is coming back home, when father go to welcome him back home. In this way, God turns his countenance upon us and give you peace. Jesus wished peace to disciples. And we also desire and want to all men to preach the gospel of peace. Here in the world there is war, ongoing war against enemy of the souls. We have that battle and war against our own flesh and our own weaknesses and lackings. What the gospel, it brings the peace and I thought that Jesus went sometimes to a quiet place. He wanted to be alone, praying. He wanted to be just in peace. These kind of requests we may have sometimes, that we could be in peaceful place and like slow down, that we are not that we don't experience like that storm of this world. And sometimes we can, God prepares that altar in the middle of enemies, that we can be in peace. The greatest peace is that we can experience and feel in our hearts the peace with God. Then we have in our hearts, even we are weak and sinful, we feel in our hearts that we are heaven acceptable already here in time, in this time. Then at the end is said in the text, in the last verse, so they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Of the blessing, we mentioned that in which situations God is given us or wish us a blessing, but somewhere in the Bible, I don't remember when I was preparing this sermon, but when we go, when we, they're coming before us, the situation when we are blessed, don't we have, we humble ourselves, the head is going down. When there is wedding ceremony, they knee on altar and their behalf is prayed and they are blessed. And we have probably seen in the different kinds of task asset people, they also can be blessed in the church and in any on altar. If we can ask in those situations, if somebody, our friend, neighbor, is asking us, requesting, and and preaching the gospel that believe your sister, brother, the friend is putting hand on our, we put our head down and we want to receive that blessing. We of course feel there on that we are little, that humble, we want to receive that the gospel. I don't remember, I don't mean that it is like a necessary habit. It is like natural. In that situation, how we behave. And I have been thinking the last verse. I have thought in such way that we have the name of children of God. It is great name, and we are, you and me, God want to bless and keep that blessing. And you, dear friend, traveler friend, dear sister and brother, you can also remain believing under this blessing, the most precious blessing. You can be blessed to each other's temporal blessing, but the most important is that we can wish to and bring greetings from heaven, from dear Heavenly Father, and above all, put the hand on a brother and sister, and therefore, you dear traveler friend, wherever you are listening this sermon, homes, traveling, or here, you can remain believing all weaknesses, doubts, temptations, sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood to peace, joy, and to this blessing is called you, dear friend, who have lost this gift of faith. You also, God, want to call under this blessing, and therefore believe unbelief now, all forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement. Precious atonement. If you believe this, you can start following Jesus and the children of God, come together and gather in services, and you in this way you can follow Lord Jesus Christ. And also I want to remain under this blessing and asking, I have this sermon, I have been painful before these sermons, and because of my sin, corruption, it has been felt like I wanted to ask forgiveness, that I started to cry. No, they are not the cry of sorrow, more it that I feel my sin, corruption, and anyway, and believe that also God want to remember me, and therefore I'm asking, can I remain all my sins forgiven, all sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. I want to remain believing together with you in Jesus' name. Amen.